This morning's scripture reading comes from the fourth chapter of Mark. We will continue where we left off last Sunday, beginning with verse 35, reading through the remainder of the chapter. Later that day, when evening came, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let's cross over to the other side of the lake." They left the crowd and took him in the boat just as he was. Other boats followed along. Gale-force winds arose, the waves crashed against the boat so that the boat was swamped. But Jesus was in the rear of the boat, sleeping on a pillow. They woke him up and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we're drowning?" He got up and gave orders to the wind, and he said to the lake, "Peace, be still." The wind settled down and there was a great calm. Jesus asked them, "Why are you frightened? Don't you have faith yet?" Overcome with awe, they said to each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. It seemed like things were going well enough for the disciples. They had front row seats at the recent Kingdom Seminar featuring Jesus' parables about the Kingdom of God. They even had a private audience with Jesus apart from the multitudes following the seminar. If this was what their spiritual journey was all about, they couldn't have been more satisfied with their choice to respond to the Master's call, "Come, follow me." Maybe the disciples were getting too comfortable. Maybe Jesus was getting a little antsy to move on to new frontiers with his ministry. Maybe it was a combination of things that led Jesus to realize the disciples needed a different perspective of what the spiritual journey was going to be all about. Just when they thought class had been dismissed, they were about to get schooled. They seemed to think that the journey to which they had been called was about sitting in the crowd and listening to the heartwarming lessons of Jesus. In today's scripture reading, Jesus challenges that perspective. From the disciples' perspective, it must have seemed like a good thing had just gotten better. They had spent the day listening as Jesus stood on a boat and taught the multitude on the shore about the sower and the seeds, a lamp being put on a lampstand so that everyone could have light. The kingdom of God being like that ever-invasive mustard seed. Now, they were invited to get in the boat with Jesus. Imagine listening to the master storyteller, getting the inside scoop on his parables, and that might have just been the beginning. From their perspective, they could have been lulled into thinking that getting in the boat with Jesus was going to be joy. The spiritual journey, getting in the boat with Jesus, is about going where Jesus goes. The disciples were about to find out that could land them in unexpected, unimaginable, and undesirable harbors. Their perspective was challenged when Jesus suggested out of the blue or out of the falling darkness of night to push out toward a distant and foreign shore. In his article in Christian Century magazine, Willie Dwayne Francis III reminds us that this is the first time the Jesus movement ventures into Gentile land. The other side of the sea represents hostile territory, people presumed undeserving of what a messianic project intends. Jesus invites them to detach from the familiar shores of Capernaum toward the strange and foreign shores of the Gerasenes. Sometimes getting in the boat with Jesus has an intrusive kind of quality. We have to live in a posture of flexibility and adaptability because we don't know when God will expand our life to see other shores. Or I would add, to look across the divide of worldly constructs, to see others as our neighbors, to realize that though oceans and borders may pretend to divide us, when we get in the boat with Jesus, it is a boat that is bound toward distant shores to care for the needs of all, to unite us as one human family. Jesus was inviting the disciples along on a journey that demanded a new perspective on their role and a new perspective on those whom they would encounter on that journey. It was a perspective that rocked their boat with a privilege and prejudice. It is still a cost of getting in a boat with Jesus. It's a journey that bids us to broaden our perspective and to open our hearts to new and surprising destinations and the people who wait there. The spiritual journey, Jesus seems to say, isn't about hearing Jesus as he speaks from the boat. It's about getting in the boat with him. This is a journey that requires them to take a risk, to set out into the depths where winds and waves sometimes roar and rage against you. This is a journey that requires a new perspective on the storm. The first thing we see in this passage is a promise that through all storms that may come, we do not sail that sea alone. Christ cares for us and is with us. Christ has the power to calm the waters that rage and still the winds that beat upon us. For such stilling the water kind of moment, we are left with thanks and praise for the presence and intervention of the God of wind and seas. Today's gospel reading is a favorite of many people. In fact, I read a statement by a trained spiritual director who cited this passage as being one of the most applicable scriptures in the Bible. It's that people can relate to because we are all confronted by the idea that when storms come to our lives, and storms are sure to come, Jesus is there to calm the storms and to give us peace. Artist depictions of this passage are very popular. In their paintings, we can relate to how it feels when the waves and the wind beat against us. We can feel the vulnerability of the disciples in the storm. From our perspective, we all want to have Jesus in our boats, and like the disciples, we expect Jesus to still the waters for us. But a closer look at this passage offers another perspective of the storm. Notice that from the disciples' perspective, they question Jesus' level of concern for them as the storm rages on, asking him, "Don't you care that we're perishing, that this storm is about to be the death of us? Don't you care?" That has to be the most ludicrous question in all of Scripture. Can you imagine asking Jesus this question? But then again, from our perspective, we may have that very same question when storms rage around us and we feel like we are about to go under. Now, Jesus had an option here. He could have taken care of only those in his boat, but no. The intervention was to calm the whole lake, the whole sea. Remember, other boats were there with him. It's not just about your boat. Our spiritual journey, getting in the boat with Jesus, is remembering all of the other boats who also are caught up in the storms of their own. Some of the other boats in the storm might not be as readily equipped. They may be more vulnerable, more poorly staffed than with professional fishermen and seamen like your boat. Those artists' depictions of this scene vary quite a bit. But the perspective is always the boat and the disciples. Have you ever seen a print depicting this scene that included more than the boat Jesus and the disciples were in? From our perspective, having Jesus in our boat is always about the benefit of the seating arrangement provided to us. From our perspective, we're the only boat in the storm. Anthony Robinson writes, "Sometimes we imagine that God's chief duty and central concern is our comfort and safety." That's the usual interpretation of this passage. We think that what God cares about most is our happiness and health. Maybe, but then again, maybe not. Robinson says, "Maybe what God cares about most isn't our comfort and safety, but about the height and the depth, the range and the reach of the lives we live." In other words, from Jesus' perspective of the storm. He is concerned about the progress the disciples make on their spiritual journey. What is your perspective of storms? Are you willing to encounter them in order to pursue a spiritual journey? Or would you rather stand safely on the shore than take risk of getting in a boat with Jesus? We are challenged to see the storms of our lives from a different perspective. And we begin to see our tossed about lives from Jesus' perspective. Can we come to see that our spiritual journey invites us into vulnerability of troubled waters? Getting into the boat with Jesus will inevitably take us into the thick of the storm. It's not all about sitting on padded pews and listening to words of truth and beauty. It's about getting in a boat and going toward new and unfamiliar shores. Our spiritual journey is about knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus cares, regardless of the storms that rage. Perhaps the biggest challenge is allowing the storm to expand our perspective of others. Are we even aware there are other boats in trouble? Can we fathom the idea that Jesus is concerned about those boats too? We are called to acquire a perspective that lifts our focus from the storms that rage toward the shores to which our spiritual journey is taking us, to shores we will surely safely reach. On the other side of the sea awaits just as much growth, learning, and life for the disciples as what Jesus intends to offer those who live there. The shores of others await our moving feet, open minds, and growing hearts. We have to choose to step into that shaky boat with Jesus, hurling through uncharted waters toward the dense unknown over the insulated shores where things make sense and our hearts are allowed to shrink. The message today is to move beyond the perspective of just wanting Jesus in your boat and accept the invitation of getting in the boat with Jesus. It's a call to a new perspective that leads us ever forward on our own spiritual journey. Amen.